Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Michael. I've got an offer in the mail here. I'm just kind of curious to find out a little bit more about it.
Sure, Michael. I can look into it for you. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reference number available on there?
Sure. Let me grab it here. All right. 2311. 0501 0034 7735.
7735, all right. Let's see here. That's for MBH Trucking. All right, for some reason it's a little hard to hear you, but you said your name was Michael, I take that?
Yes.
All right, Michael. And is this, obviously, is that, I take this to your cell phone that you're calling in from? All right. Are you out there in Colorado right now, in the mountains?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. It's kind of a one-man band. I don't have to call people.
It's not a problem at all. My stepdad was a truck driver, so I know the gig. That's fine. I can enter in this information. And Michael. So, yeah, it looks like your company was pre-qualified with us, so congrats on that. We're a bank that offers loans for equipment, so we also have working capital loans as well. Was there a specific thing you're looking into? Were you looking to add another truck or upgrade your truck or just need some working capital for some upgrades or anything like that?
Honestly, I just personally like to find a way to consolidate all my excess crap. Pardon the way I put it.
You could have put it worse. we actually have a working capital loan in which we don't monitor the use of the funds. And the way it works is we'll look at your company's gross annual sales. It's based off the revenue of a business. Do you know what the company did last year, the gross annual sales for your company?
Roughly 120.
120? Okay. And how much were you looking to consolidate altogether?
40, maybe 50 tops.
40, 50, okay. Well, with the unsecured, being that it's cash flow driven, they'll usually only lend right around 10% of your annual sales. So you'd probably be looking at right around a maximum of only around 12 grand. That would help you out, but you know it's that's how that works. Do you just have the one truck for your company?
Yeah, just one.
Just one. Okay, I was gonna say we do have secured financing, which you can put up collateral. You know, if you had a couple trucks and trailers, we could maybe add that into the mix and help increase that amount. But is the current truck you drive, is that owned outright?
Yes.
Or do you have? Is it okay? So that's one option for you. We could do a combination of around maybe. That's anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 unsecured. And how much would you say your current value of your truck is right now?
I'm gonna say probably about $56,000.
About $56,000. Okay. So what they'll typically do is give you a 2-to-1 ratio. So it means they'll give you about 50% of the value of the truck. So we could probably do around I'd say 23 obviously is the number, but what they'll do is they'll find a comparable sale that's. Unfortunately, the way they look at it is they find the lowest value out there. Not really the lowest, but they'll look at auctions and things of that nature of the type of vehicle that you have and use that as comparables and then lend you half of that. So it's, I'd say probably around $20,000, you know, if maybe $15,000 to $20,000 on a secured route.
That's not even worth my time.
So it's not going to be...
I walked into Wells Fargo myself, actually, and I can get... Basically, I can walk in there and say, I need $40,000, $50,000 unsecured. They say, okay, when do you want to buy it? So, yeah, you guys can't do better than that, and I don't need it.
Yeah, we could only go up to probably around 10% of the revenue and then, you know, half of the value of your current truck, it looks like.
Yeah, I can do better with other banks. So that's okay, though.
Well, keep us in mind if, Okay, no, I appreciate it. It's good you asked, right? One thing I would mention, if in the future you're looking to purchase any equipment, if you had a trailer, if you want to upgrade your truck or anything like that, that's more of a traditional type loan, which you've probably dealt with before. You know, 2 to 5 years in term. You know, 5 years giving you the max, and you can always go down lower if you wanted to, and give you a much more traditional type loan with a monthly payment, you know, good interest rate. But as far as that, just a cash type loan, that's what I'd be up against right now.
Okay. So up upgrading stuff, like, you guys can do better on that, though.
Right, absolutely. That's where Bank of Cardiff was founded. We're a privately held bank. We were founded on equipment financing. So that's really where we specialize. If you're looking to add a truck, trailer, hire on another driver for your company, something like that, so we can finance you in that aspect and give you a much more traditional type loan other than just unsecured.
Yeah, that's cool. Now that's something that Wells Fargo doesn't offer, so that's awesome.
And it can be used equipment as well. We're one of the only banks that actually consider doing loans on used equipment. Typically we like to see it not to be older than 10 years, but I've gotten approvals for equipment over 10 years, and they look at mileage a little bit too. Above 750,000 in mileage, they blink a little bit. But I have got approvals for a truck with over 1 million miles on it before. So it just depends on a lot of factors, really.
How about trailers?
Trailers all day long. I'm actually swamped in financing for trailers right now, to be honest with you. I just had a client that went to a Taylor Martin auction. They purchased 5 out in Pennsylvania, and they're out in California, so I'm coordinating the shipping and all that good stuff. So, no, we do trailers all the time. Reefer trailers, flatbeds, dry vans.
Age limit or anything on that?
No, I mean, it's kind of the same. I mean, obviously, we can't really track the mileage on those, but 10 years, they like to see it's not more than 10 years, but I have got approvals for them more than 10 years before.
Currently, I do a lot of belly dumps.
Okay.
And I'm not in a contract, but I'm working with a guy that I bought the truck from. And I'm thinking he was contemplating selling me the trailer. Belly dump trailers hold their value very, very well.
Yeah, they do. I've had a lot of demand for them lately, especially in Texas. I think for cement hauling and stuff like that.
Well, oh yeah, definitely. Let me grab something here because I would like to run this by you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to look into that for you too. Do you have an email too, Michael? I could email you as well.
Certainly,
if you get email updates on your phone.
It'll be MBH Trucking.
Okay.
970-249-3344.onmicrosoft.com.
.com.microsoft.
The numbers and then .onmicrosoft.com.
Oh, on Microsoft. Okay. And a dot before the on, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good deal.
Let's see here. Trying to see what this trailer is. I can't remember. I know it's the Red River, but I can't remember the year of it.
Okay, I'm familiar with the Red River trailers. Or I've financed a few, at least. I wouldn't be too concerned about it with your first transaction with Bank of Cardiff. They really try to get your foot in the door between you and I.
Right.
So they'll kind of turn their head sometimes on certain things like age and stuff like that. We'll just try to get it done for you. Now, are you interested? Are you, it's 96? Okay. Now, are you over the road or just in the state of Colorado?
No, I'm just local to Colorado.
Local Colorado, okay. That helps out a lot because if you're going over the road and you have a sleeper, they freak out about that a little bit. So if it's just a local haul. You're local.
But I'm local, yeah. I tend to move from job site to job site. I just don't have, I don't run a camper or none of that good stuff. That's excess stuff that I don't need.
Yeah, you don't need it. No, I work with a lot of guys in Texas, and Texas is so big, even if they're intrastate, they're still have a sleeper because it could take you a day to get across the state of Texas. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you're 300 miles from home after working an 11-hour day, there's no interest in going home.
Pull over and sleep.
Pretty much just park and call good.
Okay, well, I'll shoot an email out to you just to verify. It's mbhtrucking@970-249-3344.on.microsoft.com.
Okay, No dot in between the O-N dot. You have O-N dot Microsoft. It's just O-N Microsoft.com.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I will shoot an email to you so you have my contact info. If you're able to write it down now, I'll give you my direct number as well.
Probably not a safe idea. If you'd send that into the email, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, yeah, I'll send it to you right now. My name is Dennis. I'll get it over to you. It has all my fax info, my email, my direct number, toll-free number if you want that. And, yeah, if you can get some information on it, it's a 96. We can do private parties as well. Do you know if he's a dealer at all?
No, so he's an. Not.
He's not.
Another company owner.
Okay, we can do private party, that so he'd be considered private party. We can do that as well. A lot of banks will steer clear of that, but
right.
No, I think we'll be able to take care of you on that for sure.
Okay, yeah, because I mean I'm actually attached to it right now, pulling it. So.
It makes sense if you own it then. at least you could write it off on your taxes.
Nice. Oh yeah, well the rental of it's not all that expensive.
I mean, how much is your rental cost right now?
Well, I'm paid hourly, so what he charges me is $5 a working hour.
Okay. So
work, I don't get charged.
That's pretty cool. How much would you say? How many hours did you work a month, would you say?
Well, my average paycheck here lately, because it's been kind of rainy, been about $3,000, so that's per week.
Okay, so let's figure there's 22 working days in a month on average, so 3,000. 3,000 divided by 22 doesn't make sense.
3,000 times.
Oh yeah, times 4. So 12,000. 12,000 divided by 22. That's 505. That comes out with 545. Why is my brain not working right now? that would be what you're doing daily. Okay. So divide that by, say, 8. How much? So you're. Do you have an hourly rate, or does it fluctuate?
It fluctuates pending the job, and we're about to change jobs, but right now it's 85.
Okay. That's where I was going wrong.
Low, but...
I don't know how you guys get paid, so... But I know when I was an electrician, I was happy to get right around 40. But that was a different animal, though.
Oh, yeah, well... Just the maintenance and the fuel costs and all that good stuff, because they don't supply any of that, so...
Well, you'll have a fixed cost, you know, if you purchase it. Yeah, I mean, if you finance it through us, you'll have a fixed cost. You're able to write off right around 33% of the value on Section 179 of your taxes when you go to file. And obviously own it eventually. So I think it'd be a win-win for you. But, Mike, I'll send you an email. It has my contact info, like I said. If you want to fill out a quick application when you get a second... I really don't need it to look into it for you, but you know we will eventually. And yeah, we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay, yeah, because I'm kind of curious about that. Obviously, I'm curious about the APRs and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would know a lot more once I got some info from you. And obviously, we're not going to charge anything. We're not going to charge anything to look into it or anything like that. There's no out-of-pocket expense or anything. But at least you'll have some numbers and be able to compare. And I think you'll be happy with owning it outright and taking advantage of. Off the tax write off for one.
Oh yeah, $5. I mean it's kind of nice, you know.
Yeah, it's that's
you
the.
You own something, you can depreciate the value and all that.
Exactly. Plus, you're getting paid a little bit more too, and you're paying a fixed cost versus it being a little bit random based off your hours. So.
Oh yeah. Let's see what I'm looking at there is I can probably get a steal of a deal on this belly dump. So in a belly dump will even use right around 30,000, 40,000.
Sounds about right.
About 30. So I and I can probably get this one for about 18.
Wow, that's really good. Well, yeah, if you show up with an approval in hand and say, hey, I can take this off your hands right now, and he gives me some wiring instructions, we send him the money. Sounds like it'd probably be a pretty easy transaction for you guys.
Oh, yeah, it's extremely simple. He's about the best guy to work with, I'll tell you what. He's an 80-year-old that acts like a 25-year-old and works twice as hard.
That's a hard find right there.
Oh, yeah, best boss I could have ever had. I worked for him for quite a while.
There's a lot to be said for a good boss.
Give me that info. That'd be great.
It's going through cyberspace right now. I'll get right to you, and if you have any questions, my number's on there. I'll talk to you soon.
Okie dokie, what's your hours look like normally, so I have a good idea?
Sure, I'm actually in Southern California. I work out of San Diego office, so I'll be here usually around 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to about usually around 4 o'clock or so. But if you leave me a voicemail, I'll call you right back to you.
Okay, so about 6:30, I'll call it 7 o'clock your time to 4 o'clock your time. So that would be 7, 8 o'clock my time and 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock my time. You're an hour behind me.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are mountain time, so.
Yeah. We can make that work, and I'll look forward to chatting at least a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. If you get updates on your phone, I just sent that email to you, so it should pop up there for you.
Yeah, it will. I'm not in a great internet area, but I'll get it here soon.
Well, if you don't, let me know. I'll call you tomorrow and check in. How's that sound?
That'll work fine for me.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dennis.
You too. Talk to you later. Yep, bye-bye.